Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center, in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We are keeping it local. We are featuring High Desert community issues, events, organizations, and individuals you don't want to miss. You can hear us right here, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960, plus listen online at talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning. It's another weekend here in the High Desert.
We love it. Thanks for listening.
Yes. And as usual, we are excited. We've got somebody amazing here with us in the studio today. She is newly appointed as the mayor of the city of Victorville. She was an employee, I believe, for over 30 years.
34 years.
Oh, 34 wow. years. And is a High Desert native. Do I have that correct?
Yes, ma'am. 1920,
right,
well, we can go back.
It is my pleasure to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Mayor Elizabeth Becerra. Thank you so much for being with us
Ladies,
this morning.
Thank you for welcoming me. It is an honor to be here with you two.
Well, thank you. So you know what? We want to just jump right in because we know there's a lot of great things that are happening at the city of Victorville, and we want to be able to share that information with our listeners. And I know they're anxious to hear about all the great things that are being done, projects that are being completed, projects that are in the queue. So let's just jump in and tell us what's going on in the city of Victorville.
All right, we're good to go.
The Victorville economy continues to thrive. In 2023, Smart Asset ranked City of Victorville 13th on the list of the fastest growing city in the nation.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And we continue to be a top choice for both large and small businesses. In fact, one of our newest businesses that just opened was the Sprouts Market on Armagosa Road in the Outback location
Shopping Center.
There you go. And we're excited for them.
Yes.
They've been thriving there. It's been busy the two times I've gone. So we hope everybody stops by to visit them. The other place doesn't want to come yet.
That's okay.
Let's continue with Sprouts.
Yes.
They are here.
We want to welcome them.
We do want to welcome them.
Yes.
We're excited about that. Our next new first restaurant in Victorville would be a Raising Cane's.
Wow.
Exciting.
Raising Cane's is opening up. It's going to be located between the Winco and the Chevron gas station located on Roy Rogers Drive.
Okay.
We're
That's
excited
my son's
about,
favorite.
Yes, we're excited about that, too. We're hoping we're going to be eating Raising Cane's for Christmas.
Yes.
I know I am.
Yes.
So, but yes, we are excited about them. Another two businesses that are opening up are two large hotels in the city of Victorville.
Oh, wow.
Yes. One is located on the corner of Midtown and Cottonwood.
Okay.
It is a hotel, a Wyndham Hotels, and the other one is located behind a car wash located on Bear Valley, right there by the WSS and the car wash. It's set to open up to, I'm assuming, by the end of the year also.
This year, right?
Both of them.
Wow.
So there'll be more places to stay here, bring people up here, bring the family up here, and show them that Victorville is a place to come to.
Wonderful.
So, another place that we continue to grow, our growth at Southern California Logistics Airport is just exploding.
Mm.
Amazon opened up last year a 1
yes.
million plus warehouse out in SCLA.
Uh-huh.
Goodyear now is going to build one of their new warehouses out there, Goodyear Tire.
Wow.
So they're set to be also a distribution center.
New businesses equal new jobs.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially near the SCLA near 395, it's not just going to serve Victorville, it's going to serve the whole entire desert.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Everybody can get to it. Let's get some work up here and let's get that freeway cleared up a little bit.
Yes.
You know how that goes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, and also, those of you who are familiar out there, the golf course it's not going to be a golf course anymore. We're going to start grading it and we're going to get a 1.3 million square feet distribution center also out there. They haven't released who's going to open it. They want to keep that undercover. As soon as they do, then you guys will be the first to know who else is going.
Oh,
to
wow. That's
okay,
something new.
That's the golf course that's out by SCLA.
Yes, on
right,
the corner of Phantom East.
Okay.
and Turner Road, right there. That whole area is going to be also now warehouses.
Because, Mayor, you scared me when you said that. I was thinking
Green Tree.
But I know that there's some changes coming to Green Tree.
Yes.
Right? Can you share with us a little bit
about
that
change? We can share with you what also is going in out there. The new Green Tree, the building, and I want to say it was a restaurant.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
the golf course clubhouse is now going to be the City of Victorville's new library.
Wow.
Oh, really?
So the clubhouse is staying, yes. The clubhouse is staying, but everything from the clubhouse, what used to be the restaurant there, is now going to be our new city library.
What a great way to repurpose that building.
And that's what we did. We obtained a $9 million grant that is going to help us. It was given to us from the California State Librarian,
mm-hmm.
and that is going to help us achieve our goals out there of expanding our library that needs to be expanded, because we were told in our library master plan that we needed to expand services. We're going to do that for our citizens.
That's wonderful.
There'll be new computer lab, also reading area. If you go onto the City of Victorville website, the plan, how it's going to look, is on the website right now. It was just approved. It was just the contract for construction was just approved by and passed by the City of Victorville Council.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting ready to get that started, but we're excited about that too. And it's going to be 5,000 square feet just for children programs.
I will say, Mayor Becerra, I just posted a few of events and programs, especially for spring break, at the Victorville City Library. And I will say we've gotten a few comments here to our radio stations how happy they are that they know about these programs going on, especially for spring break, your tech classes, your weekly events open to kids. So thank you so much. I think everybody's going to be really excited about that.
Yes,
I wanted to share.
And just think, with a new library, a larger library, more programs can come about.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so we're excited about that.
Yes. What else? What else is going on in this great city?
Well, we have a new animal shelter. It came about on a way. In July, we were issued that the animal shelter we were at in Apple Valley was closing.
Okay.
So the city had to, we got ready. We got a place where we take all our animals at this point. But the City of Victorville worked with Victor Valley High School, Union High School District.
Mm-hmm.
And now our new animal shelter is going to be down at the old Goodwill High School on East Street and First Street.
Okay.
So we're getting that ready. Contracts have been signed. The employees have been down there getting it ready and everything. And we're hoping by the end of this year we can start moving in dogs too. So we will have our own animal shelter that will have places where you can take your dog to get checked up and vets and everything. When the dogs that are picked up, you'll be able to go check to make sure your little puppy isn't down there. Hopefully he's not. Hopefully you find him real soon, but that's where you'll be able to go down there and see. Our staff's excited about opening it.
Mayor, I want to ask you a question. I know that recently the, I call it the Recuperative Care Center, but it actually is the homeless center that the City of Victorville built, and that opened, and it is an amazing facility. We did have Dr. Sean Smith here from Simba Center to talk to us about that. But I would love to hear from you, especially being part of the council who really helped to see that project come to life. If you can kind of provide us an update, give us a little bit of insight of how things are now going. I believe maybe, are we 4 months in?
We're 4 months in. Our wellness center, as we like it to call, because that's what we're trying to do.
Right.
We're trying to get our homeless population down, that it's a wellness center.
Mm-hmm.
It has a place where they can stay and safe, but it also has a medical center there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Smith, I'm sure, touched on everything, all the services they offer, which is good services.
Right.
For also our vets that are veterans that can go down there and they can seek help. So even if they're not at the wellness center and they need help and they're homeless, because not everybody is living down there,
right,
they can seek help from Dr. Smith and he can get them the medical help they need. But the wellness center down there is going good. We've had our hiccups.
Okay.
Nothing major.
Well, growing pains is a new facility.
Yes.
Yes.
No
yes.
issues. At this time, an exact number, I think we're at 90.
Okay.
90 plus.
Okay.
It can take 170.
Right.
We don't have any families down there, but we're doing good.
Okay. And when you say 170, just for our listeners so they know, is that 170 beds that
yes,
are
ma'am.
Available?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Because those beds also include a family center.
Okay.
So if a family gets, for some reason, hopefully
okay.
not, but for some reason they are, mom, dad, and the children can all stay in one place. The children are safe with their parents and everything down there. So, yes, 170 beds.
Yes. And then, if I'm understanding correctly, there are wraparound services that are available to those who may be homeless, but they may not necessarily be occupying a bed.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, that
and
is.
And so, if someone wants to learn more about the Wellness Center, they can go to the City of Victorville website, get all the information, and reach out directly to find out what services are being provided, guidelines, criteria, all of that good kind of stuff, right?
All down there. If for some reason you also don't have a computer and all you have is a phone, 760-955-5000. That will take you to the city switchboard. Let them know your needs. Let them know who you need to talk to, and they would be more than graciously to help you to get to the location you need to be.
Great information. Mayor Becerra, can you tell us if there's any information about road improvements in the city of Victorville? I know we all don't like to drive on the freeway and whatnot for traffic, but any improvements you can tell us about happening?
We just launched a major road improvement. The people that are on it probably at this moment hearing this are probably not too happy, but they will be happy in the end.
Okay.
Bear Valley Road, from Amethyst to 395, all five lanes, two in each direction and a middle turn lane. That is going to be complete reconstruction and removal and replacement.
Okay.
So we're excited about
that. When does
that
start, do you know?
That started last week.
Oh, it did start. Okay, great.
Yes, it did start.
And is there an anticipated date of that being completed?
That, by this fall.
By the fall.
With the rains here that we've been getting here in the desert, you know that, because it pushes back construction. But they are working out there. There is one lane shut down intermittently in each direction so they can work through it. But we do expect it to be done by this fall, barring no unforeseen circumstances.
Yes. Well, I want to say thank you for Yucca Loma for that whole bridge. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It is wonderful. I take that at least three times a week. So thank you to the city of Victorville for that. Mayor, is there anything else you want to share with us that's new, up and coming, that you think constituents would want to be aware of? Because with our last few minutes that we have, I want to talk a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, another new thing we're doing, we are getting ready to start our plans for a new police station.
Yes.
It's going to be state of the art. It's going to increase space for personnel by 60%. Due to we are the 13th fastest growing city, that means we're going to need a larger police service. Mm-hmm. So we are making a station that is going to increase by 60%. Where it's at right now, that kind of is on the back burner because of everything is closing right now of where we're going to place it.
Mm-hmm.
So real estate is going to be set. Once that's going to be set, then that'll have to be approved at the council, and then everybody will know where we're going to put our new police station.
That's wonderful. I think that's great news, and definitely community will be happy to hear that we are going to get a new station, because if I understand correctly, it's going to be a state-of-the-art
yes.
station.
Yes.
So it's more than just a kind of hub that we currently have, which is great, definitely needed, and so we definitely will invite you back to when that starts happening to talk to us about that, because I'm sure community will be interested in that. Now, with what time we have left, I have a couple of questions that I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
I want to know, and I think it would be great for our listeners to hear from you, what motivated you to become involved in city government? Because, as stated, you worked for the city of Victorville for how many years?
34 years. I was I was street maintenance supervisor for the city of Victorville. From when I retired in 2020, I started with the city in 1985.
Mm. Wow.
So serving our citizens is all I know. Serving our citizens in one sense or another is what I know, and it's my passion. I can trace back my family roots here to 1920 census. So from the 20s, we've been here. It's all I know to serve. I've watched the city grow. Yes, with growth comes problems, but we can address those problems. And I want to address the problems as being a citizen that has been here. I've never lived anywhere else but in the city of Victorville.
Yes.
So it's, I want to continue serving my citizens. And right now in council is the way I feel I can continue serving them.
And how challenging has it been for you? Because, you know, one of the things is quite often we just recently celebrated Women's History Month. And for us as women, you know, we multitask, we wear so many different hats. And, you know, being involved in city government is not easy, and it's definitely not for the faint of heart. So how challenging has it been for you to navigate your role as a servant of the people, and then family and marriage and grandkids and all of that? How have you been able to do that?
Working for the city and giving 100% when I was working for the city has taught me, do with your time, serve your citizens, serve them as the best you can, but also make time for you. Make time when you go home to shut down. If that has to be a dinner, to shut down with you and your family and say, this is where we're going to talk about us, and this is what we've done and everything. You need to make time in your day. But at any job that you have, at anything you do in life, make time for yourself so you get to know why you're running for office. You get to know why you're serving in office, because you do want to help people. But to help people, you have to also help yourself and dedicate that time. If it's your family that makes you happy, then you need to dedicate that time to you and your family. So when you get up in the morning and you're going to serve your citizens or whatever you're serving, then that's why you do it.
Mm-hmm. And so it's to maintain those healthy balances.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And also, to a certain extent, setting healthy boundaries, right?
Yes.
So if it's dinner time,
it's
and
dinner
with
time.
Family, is dinner time, and we're with family. Let me ask you this. Any advice that you would have, particularly to anyone who is contemplating becoming a public servant and serving their city or school board, school district, you know, whatever, what advice would you give them?
Do it for the love of serving people. If you're serving people in whatever capacity you're serving, do it because you want to help people. If you want to run for office for whatever city up here or county, school board, you are running because you want to help people. You want to make sure the office you're serving is going to serve a person, is going to serve a child, is going to serve somebody. If you want to help vets, then you get on a board to help vets. Veterans, you want to help children and make sure our school go in a certain direction, then you serve on a school board. If you want to serve on a city government, then serve for to help the people. We're not here to serve. I'm not here to serve for anything I have in mind. I'm here to serve everybody that lives in the city of Victorville and that passes through the city of Victorville. Mm-hmm. So to make sure that we do have a better place to live.
And I know, last couple of things. What inspires you to get up every day, face the day, and do this work of service? Who or what inspires you to do that?
My citizens. Reading that, not all the negative, but all the positive. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're doing this. Thank you for Sprouts. Thank you for this road improvement. Thank you for sending a sweeper down my street. Thank you for the parks we have here. That's what you serve. You serve the thank yous. You don't serve the negatives. You're always going to have negatives in this world.
Right.
We always are. So you're not serving the negatives. You're serving the positives. Serve why you want to make that park better, why you want to make that road better, why you want a new police station, because we need it.
And so meeting those needs. And then, in closing, I know, because I've heard you speak a few times in your position as mayor and then also prior to that as city councilwoman, But I know that it is hugely important to you, the individuals that work and serve through the city. So all of that staff, amazing staff that you have that show up to make sure each department is staffed and ready to assist and help community as best as possible. Is there something that you want to say to them?
I thank them. I understand the training and the education they come in with, and they serve. They're also, you could say, serving the citizens at that level.
Yes.
They come in and give us their expertise and everything they do, from, again, public works to the airport to the parks to the library to this, to customer service. They are there to serve the citizens. Everybody, I've heard negatives. Yeah, right. Well, no. They can help you. Let them help you to see where you need to be. And if you feel you need to go to somebody else, you always have that option. Mm-hmm. Always have that option to ask, is there anybody else I could talk to? Because somebody is there to serve you, is there to help you. We are there to make sure our citizens that have an issue, that have a problem, can talk to somebody that can get them through to where they need to be.
Yes. Well, we want to thank you for being with us today. We hope that this is not the last time that you'll come and visit us.
Anytime.
We'd love to have you come back.
There's so many things in Victorville. Yes. I'm looking forward to the library, the new location. So, yes, come back.
We'll have you guys there. Maybe you guys can do a live feed from there.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I'll have to ask and find out.
There's a lot of kids that would like to be here on the air and do the work you guys do.
And we definitely would love to get you back, especially before summertime, so we can talk about all the wonderful things that you guys provide and do for our kiddos in our community, so that community knows that there are really positive, good programs that are being prepared and in effect for our kids, especially during the summertime, right?
We have
so
a lot
Mayor,
for
again,
them.
On behalf of Roxanne and myself,
yes.
Thank you for being
thank
here
you.
With us and sharing all of this great news that you brought us today, and we'll look forward to having you back soon.
Lady, it's been my honor. I'm glad, and I hope you do invite me back.
For
we
sure.
Will. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
We'll hope everybody's having a great weekend here in the high desert. And we just want to highlight a few events going on that you can take part in. This weekend, April 5th through the 7th, the Apple Valley Legacy Museum is celebrating their 9th anniversary celebration with many events going on. And that's all taking place at the Apple Valley Inn in Apple Valley. Also on April 13th, join the Pinyon Hills Community Services District, Serrano High School, for their community resource fair going on at Serrano High School's gymnasium Saturday, April 13th from 12 to 3 p.m. It is a free event with free lunch, giveaways, and lots of resources for everybody. And also put it on your calendar on April 28th, the Collision Auto Repair Specialist Cornhole Tournament fundraiser taking place in Hesperia. There's going to be cash awards to winning teams, entertainment, lunch, door prizes, raffle, and auction. It's all going to be a great fundraiser helping those who are in need right here in our high desert. If you want to find out more about these events, check out our community calendar, and we'll post some info on our Facebook pages as well. Enjoy the weekend, and thanks for listening. Thanks for listening and being a part of our High Desert Conversation. We invite you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as a community want to hear from. Reach out to us and send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center, in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We'll talk to you next weekend.